Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of First Run of Bald Movies. Tonight, we went to see the new film Joker, directed and written by Todd Phillips, co-written anyway, and starring Joaquin Phoenix. What did you think of The Joker?
It's a departure from some of Phillips' other stuff, I'd say. Apparently he's the guy who's done like The Hangover and what's that fucking Will Ferrell movie? I don't know, to choose from
Anchorman.
Yeah, it's not that one. But yeah, he's written primarily raunchy frat boy comedy kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and then he comes in and he does this, and that's sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought it was good. I think it's a very challenging movie. Kind of no matter where you come from on this movie, when you walk in, I think you're going to be challenged by it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's good. And all, of course, I mean, the score is amazing. It's the same guy who did the Chernobyl sound score. It's got Joaquin
Phoenix.
That's
a lady, I believe, then.
Oh, is it? It's some name from a Scandinavian country that I could not even begin to pronounce.
Yeah, the name's written very androgynous to an English ear. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's got a fantastic score. It's got a fantastic lead actor. It's good. It's real good.
I agree with all of that. It is a very frightening Joker. What do you think about this movie's early reputation of being dangerous?
I think that's not entirely unwarranted.
I think so,
I think
too.
It could be.
I think so, too. But I don't know if I agree with like some of the takes I've seen of it being dangerous. But, yeah, I do think that this is a movie that I think there's a lot of people. I read some reviews after I got out of the movie, and it feels like there's two categories of people. There's people that like see the trends, or maybe they know what trends are happening online and in the margins of society, and they're plugged into that, and this seems like really scary. And then there's some people that are not aware of that stuff at all, and they are just critiquing it on its merits as like a Joker movie, or like, is this just a cheap, is this just like a refresh of Taxi Driver?
No, it's falling down. I mean, it's 100%. This movie is falling down.
But I'm saying like, you know, Taxi Driver, falling down, Joker, they all have like, you know, they were all their era's kind of tale about like, you know, what can happen if the world becomes too unfair.
Yeah.
And the people on different sides get so far apart that they can't no longer, you know, hear each other's accurate statements. Like there's scenes here that are so kind of eloquent and elegant at how they're trying to tell the story they're trying to tell. But I don't know, because like I said, if you're not up, if you're not paying attention to what's happening online, if you're not paying attention to some of the wilder like candidates we've had in these last few years, if you're not paying attention to like the economic inequality, the rising economic inequality, if you're not familiar with like the just sorry state of mental health care in this country. But I felt like this movie does a really good job of like explaining a lot of things that maybe people wouldn't understand. Like, this is one of the best explanations for why some people are just terrified that people can buy guns.
There's a
scene where like, I mean, I don't, these are not spoilers because a lot of stuff happens in like the first act of the movie, but they depict a person who's unhinged that acquires a gun very easily in a way that happens every day, and he's just not to be trusted with it.
Sure.
And I've known people in my life where I've been at parties where like if there was a gun in that situation, I'd been very, very afraid because those people were like disturbed and they, you know, had like some fucking devil may care. Like they had some screws loose at the time, and thankfully they didn't. But like, you know, I own guns. I broadly support the Second Amendment, but I understand why people can fucking lose their mind that these are available. Yeah. But also I feel like they explain, you know, how if you don't fund mental health, it bites you in the ass. And also
just the perception of mental health as well. Like,
yeah,
the perception of people who we label as crazy.
But also there's like, so like broadly speaking, like there's this take on the Joker being dangerous because the Joker's kind of like a mass shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I also felt like they showed a class of person who is not crazy. They're just cruel and mean, and they got their head full of bad ideas, but they're not crazy. And I feel like we're starting to see like mass shootings kind of fall in these categories where it's less frequent that we're having truly just crazy people shoot up a place. And now we're starting to see people who like are politically motivated and they're actually trying to accomplish something with their violence. And that's, I thought, the interesting thing is because it's too easy to dismiss the Joker as just a crazy lunatic.
Oh yeah, and I don't think this movie does. It's interesting because they on one hand emphatically say this man has severe mental issues, for reasons that the movie goes into, and at the same time they are playing with those notes of empathy and playing like with lack of empathy, and they're encouraging you to feel empathetic toward this character, I think, to a point, but. Sort of the challenging part to me is going in with a fairly sympathetic ideology, that, you know, people who are viewed as less than in this society get shit on constantly. And it's from the top, it's from the bottom, it's from everywhere. Going in with that ideology and that shared ideology with the Joker, and then seeing where this mentally ill person takes that and seeing the acts that it even inspires in other people is what I think is so challenging about this movie, because I can't at the end of this movie look at Joker and say, yes, I agree with everything that has happened here.
Yeah.
But I do broadly agree with the sentiment that sent him on that path.
No, it's interesting. It's like he's, it's very similar to like, I guess like a Magneto or a Killmonger, that like at their core they have a point, and then they there's a point where like, you know, you probably can't identify it with them, but I feel like that, you know, the bottom line is if things don't get more fair in our society, I think we're going to start, I don't think there's anything we can do to stop these outbursts of violence and senselessness, because if you don't give, you know, if you make peaceful, evolution of society difficult or impossible, you guarantee violent revolution. I forget who said that, but like maybe it's one of the Kennedys, but like that rings true to me. Like there's 100%. Only so much people will take before they rise up, and now, you know, like maybe they get smashed as so many, you know, slave and peasant revolts have all through history. Maybe it's a bloody coup and it's a French Revolution situation.
Yeah.
I think both of those sound terrifying.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. It's like, I feel like a lot of people that don't like this movie, like it's because they feel like it's nihilist or that it doesn't have any solutions. But to me, it's like my reaction to this movie is we ought to raise taxes and we ought to fucking fund mental health care and health care. And we ought to put people in houses. And you do those things and it's going to cost what it's going to cost. But the things we buy with that will be a society where this shit doesn't happen. So, I mean, that's how I'm going to go to sleep at night, because otherwise this is just as terrifying, because I don't think there's enough police in the whole fucking country, if you double, triple, quadruple them to contain the stuff that's going to happen if...
Yeah, of course not.
10 years, 20 years down the line...
I mean, ask Britain how that worked out for them, right?
Right.
Like, with our current situation.
Right.
Here in America. It's, you know, there was a revolution. There was a point where we said enough is enough. We're not going to take it. And we moved across the fucking ocean. And we said, this is ours now. Come and take it if you can. That shit's going to happen... With no release valve sort of thing, right? Because then, okay, well, at least you could come across this ocean and you get away from your oppressors. What are you going to do now?
That's what I'm saying. There's no frontier where you can just get away. And
that's
why
I feel some form of empathy for this character. And I'm coming out of this movie questioning where I draw the lines, because I do agree broadly that, you know, like I said, everybody's... The people who are less than in society are being shit on, but also there's a line somewhere And that line is flexible. That line moves. It doesn't, it, you know, there is a line where there is a warranted response, mm-hmm. and that response could be violent. Where is that line at any given point? Well, it's kind of just taking the temperature of the society at large. Right. That line isn't fixed. Yeah. That line moves. And that's the challenging, scary part to me is would I look at myself, what situation would I have to be in mm-hmm. for me to be the Joker? Mm-hmm. Or for me to be one of the people the Joker inspires? Mm-hmm. And I don't have a good answer for that question. Luckily, that's never been tested.
Right.
But it could be.
Right.
And that's the challenging, scary thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, it's funny because there's some points at the movie where the Joker could easily be a Punisher-style anti-hero.
Yeah.
And then he crosses the line and becomes like a Magneto Killmonger.
and that's the thing with Magneto or Killmonger or any uh-huh. of these others, they're not having the same effect on society, right? Magneto's out there just bending metal, doing his own thing.
Right.
Whereas the Joker, as an agent of chaos, is sort of creating something larger than himself, accidentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Magneto never does that, right? That's why he's not as scary in my mind as something like a Joker.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, it's just as easy to inspire people to empathy and kindness and love as it is to, like, this hate and nihilism and, like, fuck it, the world's a joke. But mm-hmm. not very many people. The people that have the capacity to do that, I feel like, aren't, you know, like, the Thomas Waynes of the world are essentially hiding behind their gates and saying, fuck it, we got ours. I mean,
you look at the social worker in this movie, right?
Right.
And that's who that is.
Uh-huh.
And she's getting shit on just as hard.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how much to talk about this before we get into the spoiler section because, like, you know, there's tons more I've got to say. But, this is DC putting themselves back on the map. It's also, like, what I thought was really great about it, it's like, the Nolanverse was like this gritty, realistic take on Batman. Mm-hmm. You know, the way his suit was, the way his vehicles operated, the way the Batcave looked. It's like, oh man, if this was a comic book, but real. And I feel like the Joker felt like that way with the Joker. Like,
yeah,
there's no Smilex gas. There's no fucking electric joy buzzers. It's just a person that has had a rough road and got some bad genetics and some screws loose and didn't get the help and didn't get the help and didn't get the help. And then found gunpowder and gasoline, and the rest is history. But it's frightening. It's one of the there's some really tense scenes where you just can barely catch your breath because, man, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. Like everything, it's almost like Two-Face. Like there's a couple scenes that had a lot of the energy that No Country for Old Men. Amended anytime Anton Sugar mm-hmm. would like flip a coin.
That coin, yep.
There's a lot of that kind of like holy shit. You can hear the whole theater kind of grip up. I am a little worried that no one's going to see this movie because they're exhausted of the climate we're in, and it doesn't sound like a fun movie. It sounds like a dangerous movie because there was hardly anyone there. Like I feel like that this theater and this preview audience is a very good indicator for how a movie does box office wise. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is going to be on the bomb side because maybe there was 20 people there in their biggest theater.
Huh.
Maybe 20, 25.
Our theater is probably half full.
Okay.
At the 6 o'clock showing. So.
Okay. Well, maybe it was an outlier.
I don't know. I mean, it's still not amazing. I've been to packed houses. I mean, fucking Fast and Furious was packed.
Right. I mean, rafters. I wasn't expecting like Endgame or something like that, where it's like not only was the thing sold out, but like it was sold out 2 weeks and, you know, as soon as it went online. But like, I was honestly shocked that there wasn't a bigger crowd there.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's been burned by DC so many times.
Well, there's that too. Like, I didn't even think about that because like
how many DC movies do you see before you say, fuck no, I'm not watching another.
This movie wasn't aggressively branded as a DC film too. It was like just like an old school 1970s Warner Brother logo, and also mm-hmm. this is kind of in like some kind of timeless late 70s early 80s past. You can't really put your finger on it, but it's got that kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. the Deuce kind of feel.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of, you know, Gotham's thing, right? It's not New York, mm-hmm. but it's New York, and
right,
sure.
All right. Do you have anything else to say before we talk about trailers and get into the spoiler section?
I think people should see this movie.
Yes.
So strap on a flak jacket, I guess.
And if you don't
hitch up your pants and go see it.
And if you don't get it, I think that's an indicator that you probably need to dig a little deeper at what's going. Maybe you've been still hitting snooze on the political alarm clock.
Yeah.
But like almost everything that's happening here is actually happening in our real world. It's just how much of an extent that we want to let it get.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
This week, Jim's away, so the producer will play. That's right, it's time for another fabulous lunch with Talitha and Aaron. Not only do we have an alternate host lineup, we also are doing it on an alternate day. Lunch will be served on Wednesday. All that, plus the usual bullshit for me, served live, or catch the podcast version out later that day.
We're about a month out from the kickoff of Badass Fest 6, so get your tickets now while available at baldmove.com/live. Come watch an outrageously badass mystery film with us, grab another snack and beverage from the theater's fully stocked bar, then get back in your seat for a live recording of the accompanying podcast. Get more info and tickets at baldmove.com/live.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content, plus ad-free feeds.
Anyway, I had an interesting trailer experience. I sat down, the movie started, and I noticed that the trailers were Frozen 2, Jumanji 2.
Oh, boy. Those are old trailers, man.
John Cena, Who Killed the Babysitter, kids movie, a bunch of cartoons, Trolls 2. And I'm okay. Like,
what
is
movie,
this
what
the
movie
fucking
did you
Joker?
Watch?
And then, sure enough, they started rolling that fucking Abominable Snowman. I got to see five minutes of that before they restarted the Joker, and then it was like 10 minutes into the movie. And then it was like the intro to fucking Monty Python and the Holy Grail. The movie restarted three different times before it finally rolled back, and like the audience clapped, like, finally. So I didn't see anything but kids' movies.
Oh, trailers. Shit. Okay, so I saw the new Birds of Prey trailer.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which is the Harley Quinn, Justice League of All Ladies kind of thing.
Maybe some morally ambiguous ladies.
They all are. This is where I go. Yeah, I've been burned by DC too many times because this is not Joker. Like, I knew Joker was going to try for something very, very different.
Joker was going to be interesting, even if it was a failure.
Birds of Prey, not trying anything new, not trying anything interesting. It's going back to a Justice League formula. The last was that the one that Jared Leto played the Joker in? Which one was that?
That was
I fucking
Suicide
hated
Squad.
All these. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing all that over again. Not interested.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, podcasting job demands that we see it, but hopefully not.
I didn't Margot Robbie's not enough to get your butt in the seat.
I mean, she's great, but no.
Can I just watch Once Upon a Time again?
There you go. Or fucking Wolf of Wall Street or any of her movies. Yeah. Dr. Sleep is the same old trailer I saw before.
Cool, cool.
There was this one called The Good Liar. I don't remember what this was about, but it had Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen.
Yes. I don't remember what it's about, too, but I remember seeing
You've seen
movie.
This?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't tell you what it's about. It seems like
I think
maybe
we saw
it
in front of Downton Abbey, actually.
That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I mean, they're both great actors. I'm sure it'll be a good movie. Ford versus Ferrari again. Kingsman again. And then I saw my first Gemini Man trailer.
Yes. Old ass Will Smith
versus
young
ass.
Ass
Will Smith.
Smith versus the Fresh Prince.
I'm sort of interested in this.
It's the tech, right?
Yeah,
it's really,
it really is.
Odd.
Once the guy shot the grenade back at Will Smith, back at old ass Will Smith that he just threw at young ass Will Smith, I was like, okay, well, I got to see this for the spectacle alone. Apparently,
it's kind of like out loopering Looper. You know, we talked about how they Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Is this a cloning thing? I think it's a cloning thing.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's something about like, 20 years ago, he took my blood. He made you like to be a better version of me because you don't have all the baggage that I've got.
That's
that
I'm
kind
saying.
Of thing.
It had a lot of Looper DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
Some deal you cut when you're young, and it's biting your ass when you're old.
Yeah.
But
maybe it'll be good. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe it'll just be fun to watch. I don't know. Clive Owen is in it, so I like him. And that's all the trailers I saw.
Have you seen the trailer for Cats yet? Because that also played before this, which I don't... Why would you put that in front of a kid's film? Because it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Cecily and I saw... It was such a weird trailer that we actually looked up the... Because I saw Cats like in my early 20s off-Broadway here at the Aronoff in Cincinnati. And I didn't understand a fucking thing. Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then we saw the trailer, and I'm like, this doesn't look at all like the thing. So maybe I just, you know, I was immature. And I also, the other thing is, like, I was sitting in the nosebleed section. So like, just what you can see is just so much smaller.
Did you bring your binoculars or
no, I didn't do it at the better, stage. I didn't have my opera
monocle.
Glasses.
Yeah.
But then we rented the Broadway, like the recording of the Broadway cast doing it. And it's just still with subtitles and knowing what they're saying, it's incomprehensible. It's a movie about magical cats that have zero stakes. It's crazy.
Sounds like I'd be allergic to this movie.
And I still can't figure out how the trailer, like all the pieces of the trailer fit in. So anyway, Cecily and I will undoubtedly see that and we'll have a good time breaking it down. But that's all we got. We're actually taking next week off of movies, but we'll be back the week after that with a review of Zombieland 2. But now it's time to get spoilery with the Joker. If you want to join us, it's super easy. Go to club.baldmove.com and you can sign up to get instant access to all of the spoiler takes of our first run movies, as well as many, many other features that you can preview for free. Just saying, go into club.baldmove.com. Hey, you can also try a free 30-day trial, club.baldmove.com.